Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomac. Joining me in studio is Litchfield Park District President John Leonard. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for allowing the Park District to come in and speak this morning.
No problem. You got a lot going on. We have a whole list in front of us of things to talk about. First off, coming up is the Easter egg hunt, which is hard to believe that's just 2 months away.
Time's going by very quickly. You are correct. We have the free Easter egg hunt on March 26th, starting at 1 p.m. There'll be prizes. Bring your camera. You can get your kids' picture taken with the Easter bunny. There'll be different starting points for the different ages. Bring your own baskets. Last year, we had a very huge crowd. Matter of fact, the largest we've ever seen.
Wow.
And it's a great thing. We had people coming from other towns that participated. They told us they were from other towns, which is a great thing because Easter is about, you know, Jesus rising, and a lot of people forget about that. But that is a good thing for our community.
All right, good deal. So then you're already, I love that you have just the whole year already planned out. You got your summer concerts going. Going to do that again? Because I know the turnout was really good last year.
Oh, we've got some great sponsors. We had several good bands last year. All of our sponsors have came back online. And we have a couple. I think you and I spoke about this. We have a couple that we did not have. The summer concerts will start on June 10th. They start at 6:30. The first band will be the Strugglers, Litchfield Community Center. Savings is sponsoring that one on July 8th, again at 6:30. We have the Fundamentals. Litchfield National Bank will be sponsoring that one. And then on August 12th at 6:30, we have Scrap Iron and Gold, which was our largest draw last year. And the First National Bank of Litchfield will be sponsoring that. There will be food and drink available for purchase out there that day. And our crowds are getting larger all the time. And everybody has been great. We have the bands asked, would you please help pick up after yourselves? And a lot of times we can't even tell we had an event. Everybody works together and makes it a great community event.
And so these are all at Walton Park, correct?
Yes.
And is the dance floor in yet, or is that still to come?
No, the Litchfield Moose is going to put that in. The weather got to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the city council has okayed it, and we're working with Art Lavoie, the city building inspector, to make sure everything's done correctly, where there's no tripping hazards or anything such as that. It's an ongoing project. And like I said, the Moose said that once the weather breaks, they're going to come back in, and we're putting a 24 by 24 dance floor in for everyone.
All right, that's exciting. Any other changes regarding the summer concerts?
We just have the fall festival. We moved it to September 10th. It will start at noon. This year, our main band will be the Outlaw Opry Band. They will be playing from 5:30. They are sponsored by New Wave Communication and the Litchfield Bank and Trust. There will be kid games, and there will be entertainment throughout the day, off and on, different events going on. If you have nothing going on that day, come out and enjoy Walton Park. It's a great atmosphere.
All right. And then I like thinking about the pool opening because that gets me thinking about summer and makes me forget that it's cold outside.
I think everybody is. This weather has really been unpredictable. Yeah, we're opening the pool on May 28th at noon. It will be free to everyone that day. The concession stand will be opening. The sign up for swimming lessons starts March 22nd and through the 24th. That will be at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center at 1100 South Neiman Trail. Swim lessons will start on June 6th, 2016, and they will start at 9 a.m. in the morning. And for your applications for swim lessons, they're there at the Litchfield Community Center at 324-9075. And if you're a young gentleman or young lady that would like to participate in our lifeguard program, you can pick your applications up at the same place. The Memorial Pool will be hosting the free swims again this year at night. The swims will be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening. And that is sponsored by Steve Smith Brubaker of Litchfield. And those will be starting on June 15th, going to August through the 10th. Concessions will be open at every one of those free swims.
All right. Got a full summer ahead.
Yes.
I like thinking about summer. And you were telling me before we started recording that you have a couple more people placing benches in memory of loved ones. And that's just one of your many ongoing projects that you do.
We have a bench program that goes through any of our parks, as you and I discussed. You asked me if it was just for Walton Park. No, it's for any park that we're in control of. You have Davis, you have Corwin, you have Eklund, you have Plummer, you have Shock. We're all in control of those. And the bench program has been a great program for the Litchfield Park District. We started it several years back. The benches are made of recycled material. Life expectancy on them is around 70 years because it's the synthetic material. And you can get a plaque and in memory of a loved one that has passed. The benches are made here in Illinois. We try to keep as local as possible. And again, we just sold another one that will be coming up installed when spring hits. And we've had a couple people talk to us about purchasing here in the near future. It was a program when we started, everyone thought, well, it won't last, but it's grown to somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 26 benches throughout the system. Anybody that's seen them, they're comfortable. They look good. There's no maintenance to them. The first two were Dave Swab and Todd Laird's. And if you go out and look at them, they're the oldest two, and they look as good as the new ones we just put in. So they're definitely worth the investment.
All right. And you said you're not running out of room anytime soon at Walton Park for benches. So
no, I mean, there is some people worried about that, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. Again, it's a great thing for the community. You know, we have the wood carving out there. People really enjoy sitting around getting their picture, and we have a bench right there. Clyde Brubaker purchased that, and he comes up to me all the time and says, you picked out the greatest spot for me. He said, I always have to wait to sit on my own bench. And he said, that's a great thing for our community.
Yeah. All right. Tell me about some other ongoing projects.
Well, we also have the tree planting program where individuals in memory of someone would like to plant a tree. We have that, you know, and then we have the Friends of Walton Park that has been there for many years. That's for the larger groups that would like to come in and help us paint or clean up or cut weeds, whatever it may be. You know, we have the Cub Scouts and the Girl Scouts come in every year, and different churches come in and help us with our horseshoe pits. The bottom line is all these people that come in and donate make our community a better place. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing, and it helps the taxpayers save money on maintenance of that facility.
All right. So we saved the best subjects for last. At least I think it's the best subject.
Okay.
I've been kind of covering the whole state budget impasse is kind of where this started, and then kind of as the months go on, finding out all of the programs that the impasse is affecting. And one of those was the Golden Circle Nutrition Program.
Meals on Wheels.
Yeah. Yes. And just how they're struggling with funding. And it's been cool to see the community step up and start funding meals. And
we've had churches. We've had private individuals. We even had the prison and the prisoners donate money to help with the Meals on Wheels. So it's again, our entire county, when people are in need, they don't hesitate to step up and help.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to say about where you live. It really is. You know, you're talking about a 9-pin, no-tap, single tournament. No one under the age of 21 can bowl. It'll be on Saturday, February 20th, 2016. It will start at 7 p.m. at the Litchfield Bowling Alley. The entry fees are $25. It's an 80% handicap from 200, no average. Women 140, men 170. There's going to be a live auction starting at 9 p.m. To sign up for or more information, please call Rick Weatherford at 324-5040 or Litchfield Bowling Alley at 324-5951. All the proceeds from everything that you've heard me describe will be given to the Golden Circle Nutrition Program. Anybody that can hear my voice, I'm sure that you know someone in need that have been helped by this program, and it's a program that's needed by our community. You're looking at, just in Litchfield, I'm under the understanding of around 131 meals go out every mm-hmm. day. So there's a big need here, and we need everyone's help to extend this out until Springfield puts together a budget where these individuals can be fed. It's basic nutrition here. And anyone that would like to donate to this program, please get a hold of the Golden Circle Nutrition Program. If you don't have a contact person, feel free to call the Litchfield Park District office at 324-9075, and we can get you in contact with the individuals that you need to speak with. It is a great program for our community. Again, we can't emphasize enough that basic nutrition is a necessity.
Mm-hmm. So February 20th, the bowling tournament. Can you tell me a little bit about how this came about? Like, who approached you, or how did you find out about it?
Well, several individuals has talked about it, but I got a phone call from Rick Weatherford one day when he read in the paper that it was becoming an issue. His mother is served by this program, so is mine. A lot of our listeners, parents and elderly relatives. And Rick wanted to put together something to pay back the community. Again, like I said, you can't ask to live in a better area when need is there. People will step up and help, and Rick Weatherford has been spearheading this, and this is a great thing for Rick, and it's a great thing for our community, and it's sad that we need to do this, but sometimes things happen, and I think everybody will agree, politicians do what politicians do. Sometimes foresight is not there, and when the trickle-down effect comes, our elderly are being the ones that are being squeezed, and this is a way to help them through a hard time. The Golden Circle has been in our community for many, many years. It doesn't just supply food for Litchfield. It supplies food for Hillsborough, Coffeen, Nokomis, Effingham, quite a few different places in our state. And so anyone hearing my voice in your local area, if this program is there, it is in need. Donations or volunteerism is a necessity. Take the time to participate.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's an unfortunate situation, but it's been neat seeing people step up.
Oh, it's just been unbelievably overwhelming on the outpour of generosity in our community. Again, it's just unreal. And that is a great thing to say about your community where mm-hmm. you reside. And I'm sure that we're not the only community that's affected by this. It's just that we're the ones that seem to be standing up and working together as a team to help out a program that is a necessity. Again, basic nutrition. Everybody has to have that. Mm-hmm. And the more people that step up, the better the program will be. And eventually there will be a budget. The funding will return, and the individuals that participate in this program and benefit from it will keep moving forward instead of closing that program down, which I read in the paper before I came here. The Lutheran group out of Springfield is looking at closing a bunch of their programs down, you know. And so we have to work together in a community as a team to make this a better community.
All right. So you can help out by bowling on Saturday, February 20th.
And again, for the information, call Rick Weatherford at 324-5040 or the Litchfield Bowling Alley, 324-5951. If you just want to donate or you have something that you want to put in their auction to help, it would definitely be appreciated.
All right. And then for information on anything we've just talked about, what's your office number again?
Anyone that would like to participate in say, the Easter egg hunt or be a sponsor for any of the programs we discussed or purchasing a bench or just coming in and donate their time, please call 217-324-9075. If no one is there, leave a message. We will get back to you. Your participation is definitely needed and appreciated.
All right. Got a full year planned out for the Park District.
Yes, we do. We don't just wait. We try to get ahead of the game.
All right. Thanks for taking time to talk with me, John.
Sarah, thank you for letting the Litchfield Park District on your program.
No problem. You've been listening to Around Montgomery County with my guest, Litchfield Park District President John Leonard, and I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.